I don't want to go on a rant here. What the hell does rant mean?
All right, episode 34. I forgot to mute my TV, so I almost panicked, but I'd already hit record. And on StreamYard, you can't pause, so.
What does rant mean?
Welcome. I have 34 episodes in. I don't have a fucking clue. I'll be honest. There's a lot less ranting than I would have thought. But every time the week comes by, it's just like, I don't have, nothing's really going on. I have nothing. So,
hey, but luckily, at least in my defense, last week, you know, luckily we 35% of the episode was a rant.
And we have an update. But we have, I believe it was two unusual deaths we did last week.
We did. We had two unusual deaths last week. One of them was Tennessee Williams. Died in 1983, February of 83. Said that he choked on the plastic cap of a bottle of barbiturates. And I have bad news for you. That is not true.
It's on Wikipedia, though, and it was not edited and removed.
So February 25th, 1983, Tennessee Williams was found dead at the age of 71 in his suite at the Hotel Elysee in New York. The chief medical examiner of New York at the time, Elliot Gross, reported Bobby. That Williams had, choked. Is there any relation? Can we find that out?
I don't know. We can ask him next week because I think Bobby's going to be on next week. I feel like now it has to be. I've already talked about it.
Yeah, so. You've talked about it and you put it on the pod. It has to happen now.
He texted me and he said, hold on. He goes, I'm on vacation next week, so that might be the best time to finally have me on the show. I responded, new phone, who dis? And this was the picture that I got. So that will be our first guest. I feel like episode 35 is a nice, like, round episode number. Not quite 40, but.
We're close to finding our voice.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we are. What number was that?
46, wasn't it? 46, 42, something like that.
We're close. We're very close. All right. So Tennessee Williams, that jackfuck.
So the medical examiner reported that Williams had choked to death from inhaling the plastic cap of a bottle on the type used on bottles of nasal spray or eye solution.
By the way, if it's incorrect, you're going to have to edit Wikipedia and cite your stuff. Like, you have to fix that.
So 6 months later, the report was later corrected on August 14th, 1983, to state that Williams had been using the plastic cap found in his mouth to ingest barbiturates and had actually died from a toxic level of soconal.
Wow. So just a drug overdose.
Yeah, he died of a drug overdose.
Not quite.
But he put the drugs in the bottle cap.
So was the bottle cap in his mouth when they found him dead?
Yes.
And wow, that's interesting. Because you would think he'd be like this and then done. And then was he like overdosed instantly? Like, what the fuck?
He could have been doing it a bunch of it and then finally just like passed out and died.
Weird.
And then the other one.
Don't do drugs.
Was Dick Wortham, which is still such a great name.
Dick Worthy.
The tennis linesman who in September of 83. Yes. Died after a ball struck him in the groin and he fell out of his chair. So it was a fatal injury, obviously. You had said this last week when Stefan Edberg sent an errant serve directly into his groin, which I feel bad laughing, but like how bad of a serve was that?
What happened?
Terrible serve.
One of us froze. That's not good. You froze.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Interesting. Where'd you lose me?
After you said what I said, and you were about to say your next sentence.
So how bad of a serve is that, though, when you're doing it directly into the dude's groin, first of all?
That's like incomprehensibly bad for a professional tennis player. Like not even close.
So he was, Worthing was sitting in a chair and officiating at the center line. The blow knocked him backwards, and he fell, obviously, backwards out of his chair onto the hard court service, smashing his head.
Backwards.
Backwards. So this guy also had a history of chronic cardiovascular disease, having a heart attack and a stroke at the age of 40. Oof. So 20 years before this, the guy had a heart attack and a stroke. So he already wasn't doing well. He was taken to the hospital unconscious, and he died 5 days later.
Never regaining consciousness?
Never regained consciousness. He was brain dead from the onset. Pretty much smashed his head, gone. His family sued the United States Tennis Association for $2.25 million.
I hope they didn't win.
They reversed a $165,000 jury award to his estate because they suggested that the impact of the tennis ball had not been the cause of his death. Obviously, it was the falling out of his chair and hitting his head.
Was that ever in question? Like, duh.
Oh, yeah, they sued the Tennis Federation saying because he got hit in the groin, that's why he died. Which, I mean, kind of wasn't the cause of.
It caused the cause. Speaking of the cause, fucking guy should be in jail.
So following this, that was pretty good. Thanks. Following this event, the ITF, the International Tennis Federation, refrained from having linesmen sitting during plays.
Oh, so he was a lineman.
Yeah.
Because when you said he was sitting, I was like, the chair umpire is the one who sits at center court. Where was he sitting?
He was sitting at the center line. He was sitting in a chair at the center line.
I'm so confused. The center line, like, because the center line this way or that way? Has to be that way, like at the end of the court.
I think at the end of the court, if you hit with an errant serve, so he was in a short chair and hit his head.
Then that's not. I need to see what chair he fell from then, because
I was thinking originally that the huge chair, like the guy at the side sits on.
That's not as errant of a serve as I would have thought, because to hit the chair umpire, it's like you're serving straight and you'd have to go this way
diagonal. Yeah, so I'm guessing he was sitting like a regular chair, like you and I would sit on, and just fell backwards, hit his head.
Maybe they were sitting. Maybe they used to have tennis linemen. Because they still stand all the way at the back. Maybe they had a chair and he fucking fell. But if he fell backwards, there should have been a wall there. I need to see pictures. What tournament was this?
This was the 83 U.S. Open.
1983 U.S. Open. How much you want to bet? The first one that comes up is golf, of course.
Figures.
I need to fucking do research and see where the fucking linemen used to stand and sit. Makes no sense.
Up until this second, I was thinking it was the linesman that's in the chair up on high on the side.
Let me see if I can share this screen, because it's a very grainy shot.
Back and to the left.
Let's see. Share screen. And you're going to be a dumb bitch and not work, aren't you?
I'm always a dumb bitch, baby.
I hope the sound doesn't come through. Let's see. Oh, there's a... Yeah, it's a still shot from the... Yeah, they're standing. For fuck was he sitting? Oh, what the wait. Hell? Hold on. Did you see that guy sitting right there?
Yeah.
This guy? I wonder if that's him, because the chair umpire is supposed to be up here. We need to, like, research some old tennis. Like, is the chair new? Like, what the fuck's happening? I wonder if it's who. What was his name? Stefan Edberg.
Stefan Edberg.
Stefan Edberg. What do I type in? Stefan Edberg death serve.
Death serve.
1983 accident. There we go. Come on, give me some fucking. Oh my god. Oh come on. What is this bullshit? Stefan Edberg career death by tennis. What is this video?
He was 17 years old at the time that he did the serve.
Wow, poor guy. I don't think it's going to be on his career highlights. Ah, damn it. Whatever. But that's very fucking weird. That's...
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. I'm tweeting you something. I think I found the picture.
The picture?
Of the guy lying down after the serve.
Where was he fucking... You didn't send me anything. The fuck?
I just tweeted it to you.
Oh, you tweeted it. I don't know. What the fuck? Source WTA. Where did he fall from?
There's no chair there in that picture, but he's lying down, basically dead.
That's the back of the court, so he was not at center court. Ugh. Damn. Oh, fucking Dick Worthington, or whatever the fuck.
Dick Worthium.
Worthium is a terrible last name. Let me share my fucking MLB pickle screen again. We'll do that later. I have one thing because I just ate late lunch, early dinner. So you can start with... I have a fuse from Cadbury that came in the box.
Ooh. I've got the... Kate bought these for me. The Sour Patch Kids popcorn.
A delicious chocolatey feast is what I have.
I have... I'm not feeling good about this. I feel like these are not going to be good. What are your thoughts?
That's probably going to be the worst one of the bunch. But if they're good... Just...
So they smell like a salty Sour Patch Kid.
This looks like a turd I shit out last week.
Can you see that? There's like... Sour Patch Kids like stuck to it.
This is good, I can tell you that.
Okay, so I'm going to not lie to you here. These are really fucking good. They shouldn't be good.
All right, keep eating them.
Like, you get the sour of the Sour Patch Kid, then you get the saltiness of the popcorn, and then it ends with, like, the sweetness.
I don't know why that's a combination they would think of.
Like, all the other ones were chocolate and caramel and nuts. Oh, my God, these are actually really good. These should not be good.
Well, salty and sweet works, but sour has... There's no reason for sour. Like, obviously, they're not that sour.
No, they're not horribly sour, but you get hit, like, with the initial sourness, and then it instantly turns to salt and sweet.
I need to find a time during this podcast to open this. I feel like I should open it on the podcast, but that takes fucking time.
You should.
Like, let's count how many people. This is from 2021. This is NXT 2021. Let's count how many people aren't even in the company anymore.
Let's do it.
So we have nothing else going on today. We do have to do a bracket, at least one. Because Randy missed the bracket, so for him. Let me put this up first. Like, right off the bat, neither with the company.
Is that Scarlett and Karrion Kross? That was them, right?
Yeah. Let's see. Hey, these three are actually still in the company, so.
So how many packs are in there?
A lot. 4, 8, 12, probably 16 packs.
I'm going to put the over-under at 10 who are no longer in the company. I'm going to take the over.
I did just look at the checklist, so it's probably a lot. It's got Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly, Adam Cole, all the same fucking people. I think it's two autographs, so we should be... All right.
See what you get.
Fucking... This is how long ago this is from. He's had his mask on.
Is that Santos?
Imperium. Yeah, they're both still here. Zach Gibson still here. Scarlett gone. And instantly get the autograph. Why do I always fucking do this? Somebody who's not even with the company anymore. Tegan Nox.
Wow. So, you know, Zach Gibson technically with the company, but he's a member of the Dyad now. So does that count?
Has he been revealed?
No, not yet.
Then we don't know that. So yeah, this would be much more valuable if she was still with the company. It's kind of
when she debuts in AEW in 3 months.
Oh, I hate that. I couldn't have just fucking had to. Well, I guess I don't have to open the rest of the fucking packs if I find the other autograph quickly.
Hope you're two packs, two autographs. Boom, done.
These are right next to each other. They usually don't do that. All right, let's see. Timothy Thatcher fills in for the Broserweights, so he's gone. Broserweights, they're both still here. Ooh, I got a purple. Timothy Thatcher fills in for the Broserweights. That's nice.
Two of them. Nice.
I guess that's not numbered. Purple's not numbered. Adam Cole, gone.
Bay.
Indy Hartwell, still there. Ballard defeats Thatcher, still there. Santos defeats Swerve, not there.
Aw.
Fucking Swerve.
Did Santos have the mask in that picture or no mask?
No. No mask. People thought Swerve would be good in AEW. Like, really? Come on.
Come on, he's in that great tag team, Swerve in Our Glory or whatever it's called.
He debuted to, like, deafening silence. Fandango, or Breezango, sorry. Both of them, gone. Tomasino Ciampa and Thatcher. Another Broserweights bullshit. Caden Carter still here. Gonzalez is still here. Undisputed Era. Every single person in that picture. Roddy's still there. I think they defeated or become number one contender. Fabian Aichner. Johnny Gargano becomes a 3-time North American champion.
We're already over 10 anymore. At this point. I can't even keep count anymore.
That was a picture of Austin Theory being unveiled as like a fucking scream ass guy. God, that feels like so long ago.
It was only like a year and a half ago, too, which is insane.
Gargano gone. Breezango gone. Timothy Thatcher gone. Oney Lorcan gone. Sketch card of Timothy Thatcher gone. Priest defeated, brawls with Cross. Half gone. L.E.O. Del Fantasma unmasked himself as Santos Escobar.
So that's an entire pack of everyone gone except for two people.
Technically, Santos changed characters, so
you count that. So Priest is the only one.
Half gone. Fucking Gargano. Priest wins North American title. Priest defeats Oney Lorcan and Ridge Holland. A classic match. Kyle O'Reilly. Joaquin Wilde. Finn Balor tribute. Matthew Riddell. And then the sexy ass Undisputed Era card without Kyle O'Reilly for some reason. Must have been off filming that movie during COVID.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. My God, these freaking... I can't stop eating this popcorn.
Who's this? Roderick's drawing fucking Danny Burch. Poor guy. James Drake. Chase Parker. He's gone. Ooh, I like this one. Okay, this is a good autograph. 36 out of 50, my lucky number. Fucking Cameron Grimes. No Ooh. Bobby Fish, but that's a good...
That's a good one.
I like that card. Now I have the rest of the entire fucking... I will open these later since I already hit the autographs. There should be one parallel in here, but I'll open those later. So Tegan Knox, no longer with the company, and a Cameron Grimes blue. I like his signature. It's nice.
Cameron Did you Grimes. Watch Great American Bash last night?
Yeah.
I thought the Grimes Braun Breaker match was pretty good.
Braun is amazing. So is Cameron Grimes. 36 of 50. I like that one. Finally, something decent. That was like 15, 20 people that weren't in the company anymore, that are not in the company. That's ridiculous.
Just think if you get one for... No, I guess most of it wasn't 2020. It was if you got a 2022, they released a lot of people in like March and April too.
That's And if I got 2020, it'd probably be even less.
That's true.
All right, let me pull up a bracket. I say fack it. All right. The worst names. You ready?
Are they... People's names or just
the worst names? Number one, pretty strong candidate to win the whole thing. That they did this one correctly. Adolf.
Yeah, winner.
Number 16, any Irish girl's name.
Aw.
I don't get that one. An 8 seed. This seems very poorly seeded. 8 seed Chad. 9
Chad
seed
is pretty terrible.
9 seed Cody. We don't even need to. We obviously Adolf moved. Moved on.
Which spelling of Cody? With a C or a K?
C-O-D-Y.
I like that spelling.
I feel Cody. Like less than 1% of people spell it with a K. Nobody
spells the people that spell it like K-O-D-Y should just kill themselves.
Nobody does that. Anyway. I feel like Chad has to move on. Chad is poorly seated. Chad's not beating Adolf.
Nor All should. Right.
Number 5, Aiden versus number 12, Justin. What's wrong with the name Justin? Justin's a cool guy. Like Justin Peter Griffin.
What's wrong with Aiden? Aiden English.
No, that's a douchey name. Anybody named Aiden is a spoiled piece of garbage.
Oh, well.
So Aiden's definitely beating Justin on that one.
What seed was Aiden?
Aiden is a 5 seed. Number 4 seed, interesting, Brittany, spelled Britney or Brittany. So we'll just go any form of Brittany versus Brittany 13 alone. Seed Kennedy.
Kennedy.
Yeah, that is a douchey name.
Who has the first name Kennedy?
Whoever this basketball player is. That's the picture of looks like a college basketball player.
I've never heard of anyone with the first name Kennedy.
I don't think Brittany's a bad name.
I don't either.
I don't know why that's Kennedy. A 4 seed. It's not like the worst names. If you were like the biggest whore names, maybe, or some shit like that. All right. Number 3 seed, Isis.
Excuse me?
I know a porn star named Isis and couldn't name another single person named Isis.
Isis spelled like the terror group Isis?
I-S-I-S.
Ah, the terror group Isis. All right.
As I say, Isis versus Taylor. Like,
sorry, it's going to be the Isis.
I feel like Isis needs to be just can't. Nobody's named Isis. Number 6 seed, Hunter. And the 11 seed, any form of Casey.
I can go Hunter.
Yeah, Hunter Hurst Helmsley, douchebag.
Hunter Huge Biden. Douchebag.
7 versus 10. Michaela versus Kyle.
Ooh, 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 this is tough. I know some douchey Kyles. I know some bitchy Michaelas.
There are some fucking MAGA douchey Kyles out there.
God, Kayla is worse than Michaela, but.
Yeah, but isn't that just, do people actually name their kids Kayla?
Yeah, I dated someone named Kayla.
Was her full name Michaela?
No.
That's like, why even do that? Kyles are douchebags too. It's a toss-up.
I gotta lean.
Either way, they're gonna lose to the 2 seed.
That's true, probably. I gotta go Michaela.
It's fine. I'll go with that. 2 seed is Keith.
Yep.
Versus 15 seed of Anthony. Yeah, Keith is the, according to Peter, the most pretentious, douchiest white person's name of all time.
I will just go out here on a limb and say there's a misseeding. Isis should be a 2 seed.
Isis shouldn't be on the list. That's not a name.
Fair.
Like, come on. Well, how about, like, this was obviously did not come out 10 years ago. Where's Karen?
Drew. Like, by the way, Kennedy Meeks is that basketball player's name that you showed me the picture of. He went to the University of North Carolina.
Interesting jersey. It looks like he went to Kentucky. Like, they're white Kentucky jerseys. All right. Adolph versus Chad. Chad Seed was misseeded, but yeah.
Gonna go Adolph.
There's a guy I had to deliver to named Adolph, and I was like, no, somebody else will take it.
Was it spelled that way, too?
A-O-D-L-F. I believe, like, that's how Hitler spelled it. Just naming your kid Adolph, like, what are you doing? Aiden versus Kennedy. Oh, the waspy names.
That's a tough
one. I would rather hang out and talk to a Kennedy than an Aiden.
Yeah, I'm going to go Aiden on that.
Even though Aiden English is the only not, and all his character was kind of douchey at some point. All right, so we have to do Isis versus Hunter. I want to disqualify Isis because it's just, it shouldn't be on this list.
I'm going with that. We'll go Hunter.
Hunter Hearst Helmsley, or as Griff would like to say, Hunter Hearst Helmet. One of the worst fantasy team names of all time. So then we got Michaela versus Keith.
I got to go Michaela.
Keith is the douchiest male name of all time. Keith.
Michaela just sounds like a dumb bitch. Bitch.
I would rather be a Michaela than a Keith. If somebody's like, you have all the female names, at least you can go like Kayla or McKay, something.
McKay.
You can't do anything with Keith. You're just Keith. I don't like either of those at all.
The question is either of them going to beat Hunter?
I feel like Keith would. Hunter's kind of a cool name. Hunter Ryder. Hunter Fieri. Wow, that's a cool name.
He looks like a douche, though.
I don't know. I wish I was that good looking. He looks better than Guy.
Dog shit looks better than Guy.
That's not true. Guy's got a fucking, like, great bleach blonde fucking frosted tips. Probably has frosted tits, too. This is too hard. Michaela and Keith. All right, have a triple threat match. Hunter, Michaela, and Keith to go to the finals.
Either way, they're losing to Adolph.
Yeah, but who's in the finals?
Aiden.
Aiden is facing Adolph.
It made it a fatal four-way.
Adolph, he beats Aiden. So it's Adolph versus Hunter or Michaela or Keith.
Why don't we make it a handicap match? Those three versus Adolph. Maybe they win then.
Adolph still is like Adolph still far and away. I feel like if I had to choose between talking to three people just based on their name, Michaela's the girl. So I'd obviously talk to the girl. And I would talk to a Hunter over a Keith.
Really? I probably would talk to a Keith over a Hunter.
Hunter's at least sounds... Keith, there's nothing audibly satisfying about saying Keith. Like, just saying it makes my own ears hurt.
Keith. I work with someone who's named Keith, and he's not a complete D-bag.
Yeah, but it's about the name. The name sucks. Keith. Ugh. Keith. No, I'm putting him... Adolph wins. Doesn't matter.
Wins, but really loses. Because
your name could be Dickfuck McFucking Dickfuck.
Dickfuck McFucking Dickfuck. How about Dickfuck McFinnigan?
No, Dickfuck McFucking Dickfuck. And I'd rather have that name than Adolph. Just no. And it's not even a picture of Hitler. It's a picture of a guy playing Hitler.
Oh, it's the guy playing Hitler. That's always the...
And who's the picture of Cody? Like, I don't know half these people. Justin is obviously Justin Timberlake. Hunter, I think, is fucking Johnny Depp from Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. And I think that's Hunter S. Thompson. Look at the picture for Keith. You just want to punch that guy in the face. You also want to punch Anthony in the face. They should have put Tony for names instead of Anthony. Anthony's a nice, just Tony. You just think of fucking Tony D'Angelo who's just doing douchey things.
That's true. I did think of Tony D'Angelo.
All right. How come last week it got by so quickly and then like, I feel like we've been doing this for an hour and it's been like 20 minutes. You want another bracket or do you want to say fack it?
Let's do a fack it.
So no? All right. Then you got to pick a fucking topic then.
Let's go to the Wordle.
All right, sports. Wordle. This might be this is our episode where our podcast loses its voice. Let me show the raw. Change the banner. All right, MLB Pickle. Give me somebody on the Pirates.
Brian Reynolds, their center fielder.
It is BRY. Who's Brian De La Cruz?
A douche right, name.
So he throws right-handed. Other than that, we're fucked. AL, how about... Let's go, your boy, Wander Franco.
I'm a boy Wander.
All right, he's in the NL East or the AL. He's a shortstop. Fuck yeah, you're welcome. Do your magic. Pick an NL East shortstop.
An NL East shortstop.
Who's right-handed? Lindor's left-handed.
Lindor's a switch hitter.
Is he?
Yeah.
All right, let's do him then. So it's not the NLE. So it's in the AL and it's a shortstop.
What about Carlos Correa? Okay, so we just narrowed it down. It's the AL West.
AL West shortstop. Who the fuck is the Angel shortstop?
Well, we can rule out the Rangers because Corey Seager's a lefty.
We just played Oakland. Who the fuck was at shortstop?
Elvis Andrus.
Is he? That's right. He was. He's right-handed.
Yep, he is. It's Elvis Andrus. It's got to be Elvis Andrus because I can't think of the Angel shortstop. It's got to be Elvis Andrus.
He's also, we weren't close with the age, so he's going to be older. Yes!
Process of elimination.
Oh, we also that's right. Brian Reynolds was the first guess. I was like, did we guess a center fielder in the middle?
But while we're short, I need to find out who the Angel shortstop is because it's gonna bother me now.
And Elvis Andrus still playing. He's only 33. How is that possible?
I feel like he's been playing since he was 19. So you know who the Angels backup shortstop is? Because that one we know.
Joan Figgins?
It's Andrew Velasquez.
That fucking guy.
Luis Renjifo is their starting shortstop.
Renjifo. Jesus. All right, Weddle. I'm going to pick. Remember, this is only offense. All right, let's just pick the douchiest guy I can think of. Jalen Hurts. There we go. So it's close to the number one. I forget what yellow is. What is it? Within five numbers? Four numbers? What the fuck?
I think within four.
Three. So it's one, two, three, four, five, maybe. In the, let's give me somebody in the AFC East. Who's got a low number. East
that has a low number. We know it's not a quarterback.
Nope. What's Stephon Diggs' number? He's probably not within the age of 23.
Diggs is what, 27, I think?
Like some of these receivers now have really low numbers.
Stephon Diggs is 28. Years old. So I don't think it can be. What about Gabriel Davis?
Fucking Gabriel. That should have been on the list. The wide receiver. So it's in the NFC. And a wide receiver.
Well, we narrowed that down.
NFC wide receiver who is within a couple of years of 23. So he's obviously older. I doubt it's a 22-year-old wide receiver. Cooper Kupp is too old.
And it's got to be in the NFC. AJ Green would be too old.
DeAndre Julio Hopkins Jones is too doesn't old. Have a teep.
Hopkins is in the wrong conference.
What if it's like fucking... No, it's not in the NFC East either, so it's the NFC... Who's the fucking best receiver on the Packers now? Scantling?
Yeah, I think he is the best receiver.
Did they sign anybody? That's so bad. There's no way it's him. All right, so he's older than 23, younger than 27. At least
so he's got to be 25, 26.
And he's not in the NFC North. Oh, wait, what? Scantling is on the fucking Chiefs.
When did that happen? Who the hell do the Packers have as a wide receiver? I'm going to have to look that up in a few minutes.
Oh, my God.
We're going to have to look that up.
Who's the Lazard. That's who we should have guessed. What if he's not on the Packers?
I bet you he's not on the Packers.
He's close to the NFC North. Wait, hold on. If it's not the AFC East, when NFC East was... Oh, because we forgot Scantling. So it's... Okay. He's also 26. So I mean,
it's the NFC North that we just eliminated. So it can't be Justin Jefferson.
It's... Okay, he's older than 23 and he's younger than 26. So he's 24 or 25. And it's not the NFC North. Who's a good receiver in the NFC South? Mike Evans is too old. Chris Godwin is probably too old.
Yeah, he's got to be too old.
Scotty Miller, too old. I don't know anything. The fucking, do they not have any young receivers? The Falcons, did they just draft some? If it's a rookie, I swear to Christ.
What about...
who do they just draft?
Robbie Anderson would be too old.
He's too old.
The Falcons, it can't be a rookie. What I'm trying to think who else is their wide. They have, what's his name?
Michael Thomas is too old.
Kyle Pitts is a tight end.
Yep.
So I'd eliminate the Falcons because I can't think of anybody. Cordero Patterson's too old. And
wait, how old is Calvin Ridley?
I bet you he's not even in there anymore because he's technically suspended.
He's there. You want to guess
that? That's bullshit. Let's guess him.
God damn it. So it's not the East, nor the South.
It's got to be the West.
Okay, so Rams. Odell's too old. Well, he's technically not on the Rams anymore. Cooper Kupp is too old. Robert Woods isn't there anymore. Who did he get traded to?
Titans.
Who the fuck? Oh, who's the... Oh, no. Christian Kirk is on the Jaguars now.
Oh.
Rondale Moore?
Oh. No. What's his name? Hollywood Brown.
What team is he on now?
He's on the Cardinals. I think he's number two.
Marquise Brown?
Yep.
5 for 5, baby. Let's go. What the fuck? Wait, there's a hard version? What the fuck? I didn't know that.
That was the hard version.
I don't know. It's 0 of 10 guesses. I'm just going to pick somebody random. Amon-Ra St. Brown. What's the difference here?
What is it? Hard. Does it say like anything?
No. It just says hard mode and it seems like it's exact. And there's also 10 guesses. Do we get 10 guesses before that too?
I think we only got 8.
So then how is this hard mode?
I bet you we're going to find out if we guess something else.
All right, so it's a 6 foot tall player. There you go.
A 6 foot tall player.
That's all we got. So let's guess the AFC North. Who's somebody in the AFC North that's not a wide receiver? Just give me any fucking random person.
In the AFC North? Why do I feel like hard mode is going to have defense too? That's why it's hard mode. Let's guess a defensive player.
Well, it says Aaron Brewer. Oh, look at this. This guy's on Arizona and Tennessee. I don't know what that means. Who's a defensive player? Aaron Donald. Oh, it does. Oh, that's cool. I like that.
That's why it's hard mode, it's baby.
Definitely fucking hard. Do you know players by height by any chance?
I do not know players by height.
All right, AFC North. Who's in the AFC North? Give me somebody on the fucking Browns.
Somebody on the Brown. Since it's hard mode, I'm going to go a defensive player. What about...
I'm already doing it. Denzel Ward. Okay. All right, so it's kind of related to a cornerback, and he's... Oh, we were close with the height. And he's older than 25, and his number is less than 21. So it's in the NFC.
We got an NFC player.
And it's a defensive player, right? It's not going to be like... It's related to cornerback, but he plays fucking, kick return. Bullshit.
So it's got to be a defensive player.
That's so much harder. There's so many more obscure defensive players.
What about Aaron Donald?
Is he 6 feet?
I have no idea.
I did want to guess him last week. NFC West. Nope. He is cornerback and defensive tackle are both highlighted. And we already know he's 6 feet.
So he's a defensive
He's younger player. Than 31 and he's older than 25.
Younger than 31, older than 25. Defensive player.
In the NFC South or East? Well, East should be easy. We should just pick somebody in the East. I'm going to pick somebody on the Cowboys.
Well, Micah Parsons is too young. What about Leighton Vander Esch? Might be too old.
Hate that fucking name. The linebacker.
All right, we got a linebacker. Wrong division, but we got a linebacker.
And he's within a couple years of 26. So he's, and since he was older than 25, he's probably 27, 28, 29.
What about
in the AFC South?
What about a guy in the Bucks? Shaquille Barrett.
But Alex Barrett. The NFC South, and he's a linebacker.
Okay.
So he's not, so he's 27 or 28. And it's an NFC South linebacker. I honestly, who's the best fucking linebacker on the Falcons? Like, I don't know this.
Falcons?
I don't fucking know this shit.
You're sure? The only effing linebacker I can honestly think of right now is on the stupid Panthers.
All right. What's his name?
Shaq Thompson. It's the only person I can think of.
Who?
Shaq Thompson.
Yes. Thank God it was him or else we were fucked. We were completely fucked if that wasn't him. 6 foot tall, 28-year-old linebacker. Shaq Thompson. We guessed two Shaqs.
Now I need to see who the Falcons linebacker is.
God damn.
So the Falcons linebacker. Let's see. We have Rashawn linebacker? Evans. Lorenzo Carter. Oh, you should have Lorenzo Carter.
Damn, I didn't know he went to the Falcons. Love that guy.
And Arnold Ebiketie.
Okay, no. Did you ever do any research on the Nielsen rating?
I did.
Oh, let's talk about that then. Something about Stone Cold Steve Austin getting a 9.5?
Yeah, so June 28th, 1999, a match where Stone Cold Steve Austin won the WWF title from The Undertaker in Charlotte drew the largest rating and audience to ever witness a pro wrestling match.
I was like, The Undertaker and Charlotte?
The fuck? Or, for that matter, any pro wrestling segment ever on U.S. cable television. So the match had a 9.5 rating, which was 10.72 million viewers.
How do you get it? What is how do you determine that rating?
I have no idea.
Oh, that's what I need to know.
So it goes on to say, people. Perhaps the most impressive is that one out of every six television sets in the U.S. that had cable that was on during that time was watching that match.
Except there's no way to actually know that. You just have a sample of however many people with the box, and then you just guess based on how many you do the math. But like, what happens if like all the Nielsen families were like the biggest wrestling marks on the fucking planet by luck? Then their ratings are going to be like every single household had them.
And do you want to know where I got that information from?
A million people from Dave Meltzer.
I did indeed.
So no wonder he doesn't fucking explain how the hell they figure that out. So 9.5 rating is 10 point something million people.
It's what? Changed over time of how that's equated. There's like an algorithm and a mathematical formula that determines that.
It's also not fucking completely accurate. You're basing it off. If 100 people have a box and 10 of them are watching something, you just take those numbers and then you do it to the population. So it's a guess.
It's bullshit,
every TV should have a fucking chip so we can get real time numbers. And see just how
now,
bad that
I mean,
is.
Now it's all bullshit because with streaming and DVRs, it's made it completely obsolete.
Oh, God damn it.
So Meltzer did go on to say, though, the reason why I feel like he was flexing this was for more than a decade, Vince Russo made it a talking point to say how the This Is Your Life rock segment was the highest rated segment in history. It did an 8.4 rating to show that how skits outdraw matches. And it's become a talking point how that was the highest rated segment in Raw history.
Well, Meltzer said there was a segment,
a handful of different quarter hours that beat that total, including most of the second hour of the May 10th, 1999 Raw. I'm curious what happened on the May 10th, 1999 Raw.
May 10th? May 10th, 1999 Raw. If you can guess where it took place, I'll suck you off.
I couldn't even fathom a guess.
Just name a random city in America.
Is it Midwest?
I'm not giving you anything, but it is a very popular city.
Very popular city. San Francisco, California.
Good guess, but no. Orlando.
Wow.
So Monica Seles was in attendance. Interesting. Wow. Included an in-ring promo by The Union, Jesus, Vince, Mankind, Test, Ken Shamrock, and The Big Show. Remember the fucking Union?
Awful.
So bad. In which three security guards in riot gear, in which Vince called Shane McMahon out until Shane appeared on the stage with the corporate ministry. Moments later, Commissioner Shawn Michaels interrupted Shane on the Titantron, with Michaels announcing that Vince would be the second special guest referee for the Austin Taker match at Over the Edge. Ooh, that's not a good pay-per-view. Michaels then announced matches for later that night. Farouk would face Bradshaw in a lumberjack match, with the Lumberjacks all being members of the Union. Test versus Bossman in a nightstick match. Briscoe and Patterson versus the Mean Street Posse in a loser leaves the WWF match. Shamrock versus China. Nice. Show versus Paul Bearer. If any ministry member interferes, Taker loses his title shot at Over the Edge. Cactus Jack versus Midian and Viscera in a handicapped hardcore match. Really fucking Mankind there. WWF Women's Champion Sable versus Deborah in an evening gown match. If Sable fails to show, she's stripped of the title. And then Austin Rock and Vince versus Triple H, Taker, and Shane. That's a fucking great main event. Holy crap. It
probably
crap.
Lasted 3 minutes.
Michaels then asked that the Union's three security guards unmask, one being Pat Patterson, the other being Gerald Briscoe, and the third being the special guest referee for the main event, Shawn Michaels himself. Swerve.
Wow.
Featured a Steve Blackman vignette. I'm sure that's what got it. And then included a Beaver Cleavage vignette with his mom cleaning up his scraped knee.
Oh, my God.
Ready that's for these results?
Awful.
How long did you say the main event lasted?
I was going to say 3 minutes.
4.5. Billy Gunn versus Kane, no contest. Paul Bearer, Big Show, no contest. Awesome. Deborah defeated Sable in an evening gown match in 50 seconds. So Sable was also with Nicole Bass, RIP. Bossman defeated Test. Coal Miners nightstick match.
Double RIP.
And the longest, one of the longest matches of the night at 7 minutes. Cactus Jack defeated Midian and Viscera. Bradshaw versus Farouk on 3 no contests. Briscoe and Patterson defeated the Mean Street Posse. Oh. Jeff Jarrett defeated Val Venus in the longest match of the night at 8 minutes. For fuck's sake, 4 no contests. China and Ken Shamrock, no contest.
Well, that's how they book still now.
No, the wrestling is way worse then than it is now. The actual in-ring stuff. And then Austin Rock and Vince defeated Shane, Undertaker, and Triple H in a whopping 4 minutes and 50 seconds. Wow.
That's terrible. Terrible.
And this was the biggest period for the company. That's what segment did they say? The second hour?
Yeah, the second hour.
Well, that makes sense because you have the biggest stars in the fucking main event. God damn, what an awful show.
That's literally
on awful. Paper, it's great. And then the matches are just like 4 minutes, 2 minutes. No contest, no contest, no contest.
And everybody's dead.
Jeez, Billy Gunn's alive. Kane, unfortunately, still alive. Sad. Paul Bearer, dead. Big Show, alive. Deborah, Sable, they're alive. Nicole Bass is dead. Big Boss Man and Test are dead. Viscera's dead. I wish Bradshaw was dead. I think Briscoe and Patterson are both dead, or is Briscoe still alive?
Briscoe's alive. Patterson's dead.
Mean Street Posse. As far as I know, Pete Gass and Rodney are alive. Jeff Jarrett, Val Venus is unfortunately still alive. China is dead. And then the whole main event is actually still alive except for China.
Shockingly.
For now. Damn.
Give it a week.
We should start doing fucking, if we do On This Days, and we have to see if there was a show corresponding. Give us the fucking, and in a really long match, Ken Shamrock defeated Val Venus in 9 minutes. Some bullshit like that.
That puts some butts in the seats.
God. All right, what the fuck is JC Records?
So Jesus in Christ. Honor of close, in honor of Joey Chestnut winning the hot dog eating competition again for the 15th time. Over the years, he's made some world records outside of the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. I'm going to give you some of the records that he has and have you guess how many pounds or things like that he had. So let's see. In 2007, he
more
won.
Of a Matt Stoney guy.
He wasn't in the competition.
I know, for some reason. He's the last guy to beat Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, he's the only thing that's kept him from having like a 19-year streak.
Yep, love Matt Stoney.
So pulled pork sandwiches. He has the pulled pork sandwich record from the Myrtle Beach World Barbecue Eating Championship. How many pulled pork sandwiches in 10 minutes?
In 10 minutes?
In 10 minutes.
See, he ate 70-something hot dogs. I'm going to say he ate... It's either going to be a ridiculously low number or like a absurdly unrealistic high number. I'm going to say 30.
45 in 10 minutes.
That's pretty good. Damn. So 45 pulled pork sandwiches.
In 2008, he got a record for eating a 72-ounce steak. How long do you think it took him to eat a 72-ounce steak?
Well, I know Molly Schuyler has the record. She's like skinnier than Kate is, and she has the record for eating a steak. I bet you it was like 72-ounce steak in probably like 3 minutes and 14 seconds.
A little bit more. 8 minutes and 52 seconds.
Let me find her record. Molly Schuyler. Go back, you fucking idiot. In early 2014, Schuyler broke the 72-ounce steak record, having eaten it in 2 minutes and 45 seconds.
I don't even understand how. Do you chew? Do you just swallow? I don't understand that.
I got to see how much she weighs, because you if you look her up, it's
I don't insane. How can anybody eat that quickly?
Molly Schuyler.
Clearly, you're not even chewing it. You're just swallowing it whole.
She's 5'7", 120.
That's insane.
And just absolutely destroys that
That's
stuff.
Insane.
I eat like one hot dog and I'm like, all right, I can take a break.
So let's see. You know, Pizza Hut Pizzones.
Oh my God, the fucking Pizzone.
So he got
those
the
don't even exist anymore.
For the Pizza Hut Pizzone Eating Challenge at the Guy's Choice Awards in Los Angeles in 2011. How many Pizzones did he have in 10 minutes?
17.
7.5, and that doesn't feel like a lot.
See, that was it's like the pulled pork sandwiches. It was either like 45 is absurd, or it would have been like, yeah, 10. But I guess Pizzones were like kind of big.
I guess. So now this one's up your alley. Soft beef tacos from Taco Bell.
Oh my God. He probably fucking had 200 of these fucking things.
10 minutes.
Time limit?
10 minutes.
Oh my God. It's got to be 139.
You're going to be disappointed. 53.
How? He ate 70 hot dogs.
76 last year. 76 hot dogs last year. He has 53 soft beef tacos in 10 minutes.
That is disappointing.
Okay, this
one's
good.
I feel like he should have been over 100 on that.
Apple pie. So, you know, full-size apple pie.
Full-size? What, is this going to be like 90 for no reason?
At the Mapleside Farms World Apple Pie Eating Championship in 2013.
I love how they have these things.
In 8 minutes, how many apple pies did he eat?
6.
4.375.
All right, that makes more sense. Okay, that's at least reasonable.
Okay. Hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, my God.
In 8 minutes.
112.
More.
All right, good. 170.
141.
Good for you, Joey. That one, that's good, because those are small. Those go down quick, but they're probably so dry sometimes.
Now, this one I don't see how is even possible. Twinkies. The World Twinkie Eating Championship at Bally's Casino in 2013. In 6 minutes.
Only 6 minutes?
6 minutes.
I feel like the number 70 is sticking in my head for some reason. Is it gonna? It's gonna be like 100 or fucking 14. I'm gonna go 60. I'm gonna go 74.
More.
Wow, 109.
More.
Holy fuck! So he really did it. Less than 200.
Less than 200. Way less than 200.
160.
Less.
159.
Less.
147.
Less.
140.
Less.
112.
More.
132.
Less.
129.
Less.
127.
Less.
124.
Less.
120.
More.
121.
Yep. 121 Twinkies in 6 minutes.
Oh, this God. 121 fucking Twinkies.
Okay. This one. This was at Foxwoods Resort and Casino.
Oh, man. Could have gone.
The World Turkey Eating Championship.
Don't tell me it's whole turkeys.
Whole turkey in 10 minutes. How many pounds of a whole turkey did he eat in 10 minutes?
Probably ate at least one whole turkey. How many pounds? I doubt anybody can fit more than like fucking 10 or 15 pounds in their stomach. I'm going to say like 11 pounds.
9.35 pounds That's in 10 minutes.
Does Randy Santel ever pop on your For You page? He's the eating challenge guy.
Yes.
There's some where it's like, I have 30 minutes to eat 8 pounds. And I'm like, no chance. And he's fucking done in like 6 minutes. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's ridiculous. Insane. So let's see what else we got. Glazed donuts. A normal size glazed donut.
Where are they from?
It does not say, but it was at the Salvation Army National Donut Day World Donut Eating Championship in 2017.
So much to say. That's so wordy.
How many donuts, glazed donuts in 8 minutes?
94.
Less.
70.
Less.
Oh, so he's not good at this at all. And this is the record? 45.
Yep. More.
52.
More.
60.
Less.
55.
Yes, 55.
55 glazed donuts. I don't think I've eaten that in my whole life.
I can't honestly say how many glazed donuts I've had. I've probably had more than 55 in my life, but I don't think in one sitting I've had more than like three.
Maybe chocolate glaze.
So before we talked about the soft shell tacos, soft beef tacos from Taco Bell, we had 53 in 10 minutes.
Don't tell me they did a hard shell one. Somebody could choke and die.
So now we have at the Mystic Lake Casino Hotel World Taco Eating Championship in 2017, traditional 3-inch tortillas. How many of those?
3 inches is big. I don't know what you're talking about.
Better than average.
I think, exactly. It is better than average.
In 8 minutes.
3-inch tortillas. What was his record for the what did he do for the
soft 53 shell in 10.
If it's more than this, I'm done. I'm leaving. 38.
More.
42.
More.
45.
More.
50.
More.
56.
More.
How did he? You suck, Joey. You're a fucking loser. 64.
More.
78.
More.
94.
Keep going.
Is Taco Bell more than 3 inches? Like, what is happening right now? 109.
More.
258. For fuck's sake, just tell me how many fucking
126.
That doesn't make
126.
What did he have a bad day at the Taco Bell fair? Like, what the fuck?
He had to have. Like, it makes no sense. That's okay. Insane. That's you know, crazy. Hostess Donuts.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's got to make your mouth so fucking dry.
World Hostess Donuts Eating Championship in 2018 in 6 minutes.
What are the size of those things again? Like, little balls?
They're like maybe a little smaller than a golf ball.
6 minutes?
6 minutes.
It's so dry. I'm assuming they can use water, though.
Yeah, they have to be.
104.
More.
Oh, my God. 160.
Way more.
219.
More.
400.
Less.
Please be less. 269.
Ooh, a little less.
267.
257.
257?
In 6 minutes.
Jesus.
All right, so you know what? An ice cream sandwich, like the traditional ice cream sandwich, the two pieces of the chocolate with the vanilla ice cream in the middle.
Classic.
At the Baked Bear World Ice Cream Sandwich Eating Championship.
So stupid.
It's in Petco Park in San Diego. In six minutes. How many ice cream sandwiches did he have in 6 minutes?
76.
Way less.
All right, so we know. Okay, 38.
25 and a half.
I wonder why. If probably the cold.
It has brain to be, freeze. Like, that's got to.
Because those are easy to eat. They're mushy, but they're cold. Interesting. How did he do at the World Pussy Eating Championships?
Never been.
Many,
wasn't invited.
How many? Wasn't that at? I think that was at my house last week. Nobody showed up. I won by default.
This one doesn't even seem fathomable to me. In 2020, right before the pandemic, Big Macs.
Oh, he has the record on his YouTube channel. He broke his own record, I believe. He had like 70. It was like close to 100, I think.
No.
I have to look this up then. He did this on his own channel.
This says.
Maybe it was like 40 something and he broke his own record.
Most Big Macs ever eaten by one person. Joey Chestnut sets new world record in 38 minutes and 15 seconds. 32.
Yeah, he has that on his YouTube. That's right. It's just the boxes look like there's way more. 32 Big Macs. I feel like Molly Schuyler also tried to beat that. 32 Big. He should have to do the Big Macs and the Nathan's at the same time.
Make it a little more difficult for him. All right. So
I still really want to see a fucking actual hot dog eating contest. One hot dog in a bun. You have to eat it that way.
Condiments are optional, but the whole dunking in the water, you're disintegrating the bun, first of all. It's just disgusting to watch.
Fucking dumb.
All right, this last one's pretty good. You know poutine, you know the French fries, the cheese curds.
You should look up Matt Stoney's too. He's probably got some records.
So in 10 minutes in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, at the 10th annual Smokes Poutinery World Poutine Eating Championship, how many pounds of poutine did he eat in 10 minutes?
Well, the turkey, he was at what? Almost, he was at
9.375 pounds of turkey.
The French fries are starch. I'm going to say 7.8.
Quadruple it.
He ate more French fries than turkey?
He had 28 pounds of poutine in 8 minutes. Oh, I'm sorry, 10 minutes.
Gee, how? You can't fill your body with 18 pounds of, or 20, whatever the fuck you said, of fucking anything. Pounds. Jesus Christ.
This one's my favorite right here. So in 2020 also, the last competition he did in 2020, the City of New Orleans Blue Runner Red Beans and Rice Major League Eating Contest.
In finally some MLE.
In 8 minutes, how many bowls of red beans and rice did he have?
This guy's all over the place with stuff you think would be easy, and it's not. Bowls of red beans and rice. 32 bowls.
So close. 39 and a half bowls, which equated to 24 pounds and 11 ounces, or 36,268 calories.
That's insane.
In 8 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
Look, I just don't understand. Look, at the 2019 Fat Boys Pizza Eating Championship.
Yeah, there we go. That's a good name.
2 foot pizza slices. 2 foot. How many 2 foot pizza slices did this motherfucker have in 10 minutes?
If he had more than five, I'm leaving.
Bye.
He had more than 5 2-foot long pieces of pizza?
6.5.
All right, at least that's close.
Motherfucker had 13 feet of pizza.
God, could you imagine the shits he must take?
The line for the bathroom at the hot dog eating contest. That's could you imagine?
We have one porta potty, guys. Winner goes first. That's absurd. I get full eating like nothing. I can't comprehend. It's insane.
Dude had gyoza. You know, like gyoza, like a, you know, like the gyoza, like that size, right?
What the fuck are you talking about? Is it the size of your non-existent penis?
I wish. You know what gyoza is, don't you? They're the Chinese dumplings.
Just say Chinese dumplings.
I'm sorry, but they're called gyoza.
No idea.
At the daily,
how do you spell that?
G-Y-O-Z-A.
They were like mispronouncing euro or something. Like you're fucking, just dumplings. All right, just say dumplings. Yeah. Oh, those are good. Yeah. All right.
Okay, in 10 minutes.
I could house a plate of those.
How many in 10 minutes?
If this isn't close to 200, he'd just kill himself. 170.
More.
Good. 210.
Keep going.
Yeah, buddy. 350.
A little higher.
Higher? More than 350 fucking, what is it? Nagasaki bombs or something? What were they doing? He had almost 400? 400?
384 in 10 minutes.
That's it. That might be the most impressive. I didn't think he did it. Like, just shoving five in his mouth at a time.
Like, he has to. Like, I don't, but like 300.
But how do they keep track of that? Because you have the people behind him just doing the hot dog thing, and they're like, I think he ate two there, I guess. Like, then they have the official, like, it's insane.
You know, 384 in 10 minutes is 38.4 per minute, which means he's having more than one every 2 seconds.
that one is the most impressive. Finally, something where it's like, all right, that's like insane. Almost 400 doubling.
65 pierogi in 8 minutes.
How do you not get sick of this shit?
Oh, how is he not 400 pounds?
Imagine how many hot dogs he eats just to train.
Well, you want to hear about his training method?
I feel like wasn't there a documentary about him before? Or was it the Kobayashi documentary?
I believe it was Kobayashi.
The Kobayashi one was actually pretty good.
So he trains by fasting and stretching his stomach with milk, water, and protein supplements. His competition weight is between 225 and 240.
Competition weight.
So he trains for the hot dog eating contest by cooking hot dogs at his house and then eating them in a simulated competition style. He starts with 40 and then works his way up until he's in quote-unquote game shape.
Well, I know Major League Eating is all year round, so I wonder how he trains for other shit. Does he stop doing other stuff for the hot dog eating contest? I don't see anybody beating him again. It's like he must have underestimated Stoney and then like sort of mailed it in. Like, what did he have on the fourth this year? It was something well below the record.
He had 63.
Like, he knew nobody was going to be even close. So he was just like, whatever, I don't need to fucking kill myself over this.
But also he had that little like 15-second delay when he was, you know, putting that protester in a chokehold.
Yeah, just extra time to chew.
I mean, that's honestly insane. Probably set him back like, what, 5-6 hot dogs?
Probably. Oh, my God. Joey Chestnut, fucking better than LeBron, better than Tom Brady.
He really is.
The fucking like, goat.
So when he had, you know, July 4th, 2020, he won his 13th title when he had 75 hot dogs. The next month, he had 9 pounds of pizza in 32 minutes in a Mr. Beast, your boy, YouTube video in Greenville, North Carolina. And then two months after that, like, he had another. So he's going like every 4 or 6 weeks, he's in a competition.
I'm trying to see. Do you know what the women's record is for hot dogs?
I think Mika, what's her name, has it.
Yeah. But do you know what it is?
I, off the top of my head, know, but they talked about it the other day.
It's pretty impressive. Almost 50, 48 and a half.
And the only reason why she didn't win last year was she had a kid and she wasn't in it.
That's crazy. She was good for a while. And then you had fucking Kobayashi, was dominating, and then Chestnuts won it every year except for, what the fuck, 2015 when Stoney won with 62, ended an 8-year winning streak, and then he won every 60. Year since.
I feel like Stoney had her cheated.
No, I think Joey just took him fucking for granted and was just like, nobody will be even close. Fuck. People get paid to fucking eat. And I'm pretty sure that you see that chugging guy on TikTok. The white
bomb. I follow him on TikTok. Yeah.
He could definitely beat Badlands Booker in chugging. But 100%. He always leaves a little bit in the bottom and it makes me angry.
I just don't understand how anybody can like open their throat to do that.
It's not even like drinking and chugging. He's just literally inhaling and just like insane.
Like I don't get it. It bothers me.
Now I'm starting to get hungry for my leftover food I have. Staring me right in the fucking face.
What kind of food is it?
It's barbecue. Cheese fries with pulled pork on it, mac and cheese.
Ooh, I like it.
Oh, I just realized I didn't get fucking. I hope I didn't pay for it. I didn't get the cornbread I ordered. Fuck,
bastards.
Bullshit. Their cornbread is incredible. It's better than Hoodoo's, because it's like a dessert cornbread. So it's like these little mini cupcakes, and it's just it's insane. It's so good. It's called Drubicue Barbecue. It's like that 10 minutes away.
That's like.
But the one knock I have on these places like that and Hoodoo, they don't do baby back ribs. Like, how do you have a barbecue joint? You don't do baby backs.
They only do them like if it's a special.
The like, only time Hoodoo did it was during the pandemic.
Yeah, and remember that one time we tried it and they didn't have them?
We ordered two and they were like, oh, we actually only have one. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? We ordered it. You didn't say anything. I went all the way over there.
Oh, God.
Bastards.
Good times.
I don't really have anything else. You have a rant update?
I do have a rant update.
Is it worth telling? Or is it like saving everything for one other giant rant? I am interested to know what happened.
Well, it's not fully finished yet. Not fully finished, but we're nearing a conclusion. By the end of next week, there should be some form of conclusion.
Yeah, should be.
Should be. So we can delay it till next week. But no, we have more.
What's the update?
So as we left it last week, when we last spoke, douchefuck Manny was supposed to get back to me by the end of last week with an answer.
Fucking
so
Manny.
Friday came, and at about noon, I hadn't heard anything. So I realized that he had called me. So I had his work cell number. So I call up Manny. He sends me right to voicemail. I leave that gentleman a voicemail. I'm like, hey, buddy, long time no talk. End of the week, looking for an update on my refund. 12:30 on Friday. Week's ticking down, pal. Looking forward to hearing from you.
Fucking Manny.
Nothing. 2:45, I send him a text because it's an iPhone. So I text him at 2:45 on Friday And I was like, hi. Give him my name, my customer number. I was like, left your voicemail at 12:30. We spoke Monday. Looking for a status update on the refund that was done incorrectly on 6:15. I've been trying for over 2 weeks to get resolved. When we spoke, you said you'd get back to me. Looking for an answer. No response. 4:30, I call him again. Be like, hey, it's me again. Long time no talk. Looking for an answer. So then after I get off the phone with him leaving a voicemail, I text him at 4:45. I'm like, following up again. Haven't heard from you. What's going on?
Straight up ignoring.
So then I get an automated response saying that he's driving and he'll respond at his earliest convenience. So then I'm like, well, fuck you, Manny. I call Terminex at this point, like the main branch number, and get, you know, my 75 different hoops. I'm like, you know, no branch manager's effing called me, even though you've escalated it twice. No regional manager has called me, even though you've escalated it twice. I was like, I want to talk to someone. I was like, message someone right now. Let me talk to someone. So like, well, we work from home, so we're not able to message anyone. Excuse me? I work from home. I could get the fucking CEO of my company in a Teams message in 14 seconds. What do you do? Send messages by fucking carrier pigeon? I don't understand you. Or like, are we sending smoke signals? How do we contact people? Like, are you using a rotary phone? What the actual fuck? Like, well, because of the long weekend, if you don't hear anything by Tuesday, let us know. So we're just going to kick the can down the road further. So we get to yesterday. Yesterday, 8:22 a.m., Manny texts me back.
8:22 in the morning, fucking guy.
All I get from him was, hello, my branch manager will be back tomorrow. I should have a response by then. Excuse me, you should have a response by then? Bro, you said you'd let me know by the end of last week after you talked to your manager. So I was like, we spoke last Monday and you said you'd get back to me by the end of the week and I got nothing from you. It should not take over a week to let me know a refund is being processed and the date I should expect the funds back into my account. His response to me, okay, just okay. Like, oof.
He's got nothing left.
Kate was like, don't respond to him. Just let it go. So today, 10 a.m., I get a text. Refund credit has been entered and awaiting approval. Should expect it by end of next week. Take care. So my response to him was, okay. So we'll know by the end of next week if these jack fucks have actually refunded me my $700.
So who's has to approve it? His boss?
His branch manager, who apparently was, I guess, dead? Out of contact? Wouldn't you think if your branch manager's on vacation, I've called 4,000 times, you'd like go to the next person above to get something resolved instead of just sitting on your hands? Everything stops when Manny's boss is on vacation. So that's where we're at. By the end of next week, I should hopefully have the refund. If I don't, I will be going to that office and probably getting arrested.
Damn, there's no unusual death for anybody named Manny.
There's going to be soon if I don't get my money.
I was going to do a Manny. No Emmanuel either. Damn it. Oh, bastard. Fucking Manny. What an idiot.
So that's where we're at.
I feel like that's a good ending. We can wrap it up. Unless you have anything else to talk about. Let's see. Let me go randomly. Here we go. How about... I feel like I've heard about this one. You should have too. This is just... Her name is Chelsea Ackie, a.k.a. Salvacion. She was an employee of a beauty salon in Henderson, Nevada. And she was suffocated while using the cryotherapy machine set to the wrong level, which eliminated the oxygen in the chamber.
What year was this?
2015. I think it's... Oh. Yeah, I remember this. I remember this. Because it was like, why would you ever use that unsupervised?
I've never heard this.
Yeah. Fucking cryotherapy bullshit. Set to the wrong... Like, what are you doing? Like, just fucking pay for it.
What an idiot.
I'm pretty sure she was alone. You can do the research, but I don't know how she would have died if somebody else was there.
Well, they could have passed out.
Oh, this was a couple of months after the 5-year-old that got killed by the leaping sturgeon.
Ah, the leaping sturgeon.
Fucking all these unusual deaths. And then,
the leaping sturgeon, what was it? Jalen Rippey?
Jalen Rippey, 5. Her mother, Tanya Faye, and her brother, Trevor... were injured and needed facial reconstruction surgery. Throwback to whatever the fuck episode that was.
God.
Jalen Rippey. Poor girl. But yeah, that Chelsea chick, unfortunately, she was 24. That's depressing.
Awful way.
That's all I got.
Awful way to die. All right. So before we get into the on this day, Aaron Rodgers got a tattoo. Apparently.
God, this has been a really slow NFL offseason. They've been talking about the same bullshit for weeks. Every time fucking I see Jack Hughes is trending, I'm like, what the fuck happened?
Did they trade him?
Oh, that is a... It's not ugly. It just, I don't know what the fuck I'm looking at.
It seems like a conspiracy theory tattoo, doesn't it?
An eye and then two lions looking at each other. And then like it's way too much going on here. Way too much going on there.
The first few comments, Rogers definitely does shrooms.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck I'm even looking at right now. It's like I honestly don't. I don't know what the shit going on at the bottom is. I have no idea what the fuck that means. Somebody said Illuminati confirmed. That's what it, if you look at this tattoo and you think of the Illuminati. Yeah, that makes sense. There's a picture of Jimmy Butler staring at a piece of paper and somebody just says, what the fuck? There's you tagging me in it. Somebody says he wants to be woke so bad. The Umbrella Academy from Resident Evil. Makes sense. It's very, very weird.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't like it. I also don't like him, so.
Yeah, fuck him.
Unless he's beating the Cowboys. Then go, Aaron, go.
I'm still fuck him, though. Really?
No, yeah, 100%. He could come out with fake vaccine bullshit. As long as he beats the Cowboys, I don't give a shit. I'll take a fake vaccine if it fucking means he beats the Cowboys. I'll shove the vaccine in my asshole if he beats the Cowboys. I don't care.
I hate you so much.
Whatever it takes. Go, Aaron, go.
All right.
But seriously, so, who's his top receiver? Is it Lazard?
Oh, yeah. I forgot to check that. Hold on. It all comes full circle. So the Packers depth chart.
Because it is Lazard. I mean, he's the only guy I can name. They didn't sign anybody. They drafted that kid.
Oh, they did sign somebody.
Who?
Sammy Watkins.
They signed Sammy Watkins? When?
They signed Sammy Watkins.
6 months ago, probably.
They also have Randall Cobb.
Well, he was there last year, too. But Alan Lazard is probably their number one. Who did they draft? They drafted a receiver, right?
Christian Watson.
Was that the first round? Or did they wait again?
He was second round.
Unbelievable.
Second round. And they have Sammy Watkins, baby.
So interesting. That'll be interesting to see.
Terrible.
All right, what happened on this day?
Let's see. So some birthdays that we have today. Let's see, two people turned 76. Former President George W. Bush and Sly Stallone, 76.
Damn.
Rapper 50 Cent turning 47.
Can't wait till when he turns 50, it's got to be like the biggest party ever, right?
Oh, it has to be, right? Like, you got to. 2025. Better. Let's see. Tia and Tamara Mowry turned 44.
I did see that.
Kevin Hart turning 43.
Not funny.
And this one, thought he was a lot older, Pau Gasol turning 42. How is Pau Gasol only 42?
42. I wonder how old Mark is. 37?
I feel like Pau Gasol should be at least 50 at this point.
Seems like a little too much. Mark Gasol is 37.
Old.
42. See,
William Faulkner on this day in 1962, the author William Faulkner passed away. He suffered a serious injury in a fall from a horse, which led to thrombosis, and then he suffered a fatal heart attack at the age of 64.
William who?
William Faulkner.
William Faulkner. Great name.
Jazz artist Louis Armstrong died of a heart attack at the age of 70 on this day in 1971. And keeping it musically, The Devil Went Down to Georgia singer Charlie Daniels passed away at the age of 83 on this day in 2020.
The great Stephen Lynch. Fuck Charlie Daniels.
Ooh. See, in 1785, the U.S. Congress unanimously resolved the name of U.S. currency to the quote-unquote dollar and adopt a decimal change.
Do you think they would ever imagine people doing the hula hoop around the gym for one? It's crazy. great fucking song. If you don't, if you know what song that is, it is a great song. he's a goner. Wasn't that funny?
Yes, it was. I'm crying. I'm actually crying from laughing.
Well, they fucking 1775. They come up with a dollar, and a fucking 200 years later, people are doing the hula hoop around the gym for it. Shit, it's crazy.
Oh my god, that was such that was beautiful.
Look up who is it? Wyclef Jean?
Yes,
I think.
Yes.
Great.
Oh
song.
My god.
Oh, that was probably on the Stephen Lynch Craig Machine fucking mix.
I think it might have been. Or the flows. That was my homeboy.
That and fucking Will Smith's Party Starter.
Let's see. On this day in 1994, Forrest Gump was released.
Yeah, the year of fucking epic movies in 94.
And before I get to this last one, I'll also add this one. In 2020, on this day, Patrick Mahomes got the largest contract for an athlete in sports history, inking a 12-year deal that could end up being worth $503 million.
Insane.
Which is, like, how disgusting is that? Like, honestly.
Good for you, Patty. Got to lock him up.
That's true. That is true. On this day, in 1998, WCW Monday Nitro was at the Georgia Dome. 41,000 fans in the main event.
I'm guessing his hometown. This is when Goldberg won.
Goldberg beat Hollywood Hulk Hogan in the middle of the ring following a spear and jackhammer to become the WCW heavyweight champion and extend his legendary unbeaten streak 24 years ago today.
Even though that unbeaten streak was horseshit. Forget about the loss in the dark match. They just started making shit up. One week he'd be like 24-0. The next week he'd be 73-0. It's like, what, did he just go on a fucking 30-match win streak over the weekend?
He just decided he went to a house show. I was like, I'm just going to wrestle every single person in the crowd.
Fucking ridiculous. Fucking WCW. No wonder why they failed. It's crazy. The fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin doesn't exist. We'd probably be talking about fucking Nitro on Monday. It's insane.
Yeah. Or that what was actually one of the things that I put on our topic for this week, but we're going to do next week. The greatest sports what-ifs.
Do you think Stone Cold Steve Austin is on there? Does it count for sports?
It could. It should.
What if he doesn't cut that? What if the click wasn't Jack fucks and Triple H wins the King of the Ring and does nothing and then the fucking company tanks?
I can only imagine what would end up happening. Like we'd still be watching WCW on TNT right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Fucking. Although I feel like they'd also like we just have no wrestling and AEW would have been the savior to fucking bring back actual wrestling.
That could be too. It's just, it's crazy.
117. I like it. No stupid ending. Just hey, thanks for listening.
Next week we're gonna have a guest.
Thanks for the box, Randy, Cameron Grimes, Tegan Knox. Bobby. Unless something happens, I feel like Bobby should be the guest next week. If you have any questions for Bobby, I'll probably tweet this out and try to get some stuff to talk about. But yeah, that's it. Episode 34 is in the books.
Bye.